The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, 94.7 FM. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And so this is a live show. It's an interactive show. Our phone number is 459-9769. And so if you have a question or you have a guest to our question of the day, which I'll be giving out soon, feel free to give us a call. You can also send emails to Dr. Kvitko at dentallyspeaking.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. So it's twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. Today, we're going to be listening to an interview that I did with a Dr. Walter Owen. He is the president of the National Dental Association. But before we go to that interview, let me give out today's question of the day. The question is, what association is Dr. Owen the president of? Is it A, the American Dental Association, B, the Hispanic Dental Association, C, the National Dental Association, or D, the Society of American Indian Dentists? All right, that's A, B, C, and D. You call 459-9769, and you will win. The winner receives a seasonal mixed floral arrangement from Weisstember Florist delivered to your place of work Tuesday afternoon, August 3rd. Now, this is a Dr. Kvitko contest, not a Sunny 95 contest. And last week, when I explained that, and I said, if you have any questions, call my office at 262-9588. Unfortunately, a couple of people called my office with their guesses, and they got my answering service. So that's not the way to win. If you want to win, you have to call 459-9769. We'll put you on the air, and you can give us your guess. And if you have just plain questions about when will my flowers arrive, or what are my chances of winning flowers, or any of that, that's when you would call the office. But to win, you have to call 459-9769. And we'd love to set you up with a free floral arrangement from Weisstember. The question is, and the answers are, what association is my guest, Dr. Owen, the president of? Is it A, the American Dental Association, B, the Hispanic Dental Association, C, the National Dental Association, or D, the Society of American Indian Dentists? So let's go ahead and listen to the interview, and remember to give us a call, and we'll get you, my producer will take your call. If you have the correct guess, put you on hold, and then on the air, you will give us your answer. So here we go with the interview that I did with Dr. Walter Owens. All right, well, thanks so much for tuning in this morning. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. What do you think of that?
That's fantastic.
I'm talking to Dr. Owens. Dr. Owens, tell me what your title is.
I am the president of the National Dental Association.
The National Dental Association. Now, I've heard of the American Dental Association,
yes,
but not the National. Why is that?
The National Dental Association is a 97-year-old organization, and our main mission is to represent the issues and concerns of minority dentists.
Oh, okay.
Particularly African-American dentists.
Okay, now see, I didn't even realize
right.
that.
And we also represent the issues of underserved populations.
Okay.
Yes.
What would those be? Give me an example.
Well, access to care.
I think
it's probably one of the most topical issues at this particular point.
Okay.
And then, of course, recruiting minorities into dentistry.
To help them decide they want to be a dentist to begin with, you mean?
Well, actually, one of the main reasons for having programs, what we call pipeline initiatives, and one of the main reasons is because of the fact that there is an underrepresented number of African-Americans and Hispanics in the dental profession.
Right.
And we have found out, and it has been proven statistically, that African-Americans and Hispanics tend to go back to their communities, or let's say the populations that they have affinity
with.
Oh,
okay.
In,
so
in
that's
large
way of,
numbers.
The best way of serving the underserved.
Absolutely.
Is to pull someone from the underserved community, if you will.
Right.
And say, you ought to be a dentist.
Well, the fact is that they have cultural sensitivity and awareness.
Right.
And so quite a a great part of having complete care is to have appropriate care
right.
for these populations. And so if you understand the cultural issues of those populations, then you probably will be better qualified to render care.
Yeah, I actually have a very large African-American population in my practice.
Yes.
And I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure what I do that that they like. I do my a good job, I think, for people and take good care of folks and be pleasant and all that. But I have noticed that whatever it is I'm doing, they seem to like. So yeah. Maybe one of them will give a call in and just kind of right. tell me. I don't know.
Well, you know, actually, I think empathetic people probably are able to relate to every population group.
Yes,
and, definitely. But that's not the case in most situations in most professions.
Okay.
You know, you'll have those empathetic individuals, but they're probably the exception to the rule.
Okay.
And those who have a cultural affinity with the different populations are probably offer more appropriate care and interaction and empathy as well.
Now, you're the president.
I'm the president.
And how long have you been a dentist?
I've been a dentist since 1975.
Seriously?
75.
Oh, my goodness. You look like you're a lot younger than you must be. I'm serious. You look like you could be my younger brother.
Well, my father used to say it's not the age, it's the mileage. So I'll try to keep my mileage down.
Let me just tell you, he doesn't look a day over 40, maybe 38. And you're going to tell me you're at least a lot more than that, am I right?
I'm
you don't
60,
have to tell me. Are you,
okay,
wait a minute.
62.
Am I seriously?
62.
Wow, we have to get a picture. Let's get a picture. I want to put this on the website. Go ahead and look at the camera there, so we can have it on the website when this airs. And I'm just amazed. Here we go. Ready? Smile for the camera. And must be clean living or something.
That's,
I don't know.
That's part of it. Actually, okay. that's a great part of overall health is nutrition.
It is.
And
yeah.
I preach that to my patients as well. You know,
right.
If you eat right, then you know you'll have the building blocks of what's needed to be able to have a good, healthy life and a long life.
Right.
As well.
And your choice to become a dentist instead of a physician or
yes.
a veterinarian. I'm sure you could have been anyone you wanted. Why did
yeah.
you choose dentistry?
Well, you know, interesting. We have found out, and the idea, the American Dental Education Association has found that 30% of individuals who go into the profession are influenced by a family member or someone in the profession who is a family member or during that period of time in high school and secondary school.
Okay.
And so it was a career day when there was a dentist, a female dentist, as a matter of fact, which was unusual at that particular time.
Yeah, really. She was a minority at the point, right?
She was a minority, and she was part of a career panel.
Uh-huh.
That was sharing with students their career paths.
Like how nice, how neat it was to be a dentist.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I was impressed with her. And
Does she know that you became a dentist because of her? Did you ever go back and look her up?
You know, and actually, as a matter of fact, by the time I finished, unfortunately, she had passed.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay. So maybe she's looking down on
maybe she's
on,
looking
on
down
us
on
right
me,
now.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's so cool.
Yes.
That's so cool. Now, the National Dental Association, why is it that I've not heard of it? I realize that I'm
yes.
Caucasian,
yes.
but... It seems like I've been a dentist for 30 years, and I should have heard
uh-huh.
of this. Do you coordinate with the American Dental Association? Am I living in a vacuum? What I mean,
well,
I almost
actually,
feel embarrassed that I didn't know this existed.
I think probably we usually address the concerns, I said, of underrepresented populations.
Okay.
So there are many chapters of the National Dental Association in our American dental schools. And I think after you graduate, that may be probably has some gravitation toward cultural groups
okay.
and organizations that support professional activities for these groups.
All right.
And that may be the reason why. But we have been working very closely with the American Dental Association. And as a matter of fact, there is a diversity initiative that the American Dental Association has been sponsoring.
I read that in the ADA News.
Absolutely.
I wasn't sure you were behind it, but I was going to
yeah,
ask
as
you.
As a matter of fact, in this last issue of the ADA newsletter, there's a reference
right.
To comments that I made and as far as my attendance through that diversity conference.
That was you?
That was me.
Oh, my God. I need to get this guy's autograph. When we go off the air, when we go to a commercial,
yeah.
I'll get your autograph. Anyway,
and
go
so
ahead.
So we actually... The group and a committee is made up of the National Dental Association, the American Dental Association, the Hispanic Dental Association.
Which I didn't know there was one of those either.
Absolutely. And the Society of American Indian Dentists.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
That is so cool. That is so cool. So you have a goal. I'm sure each year you meet and you say, you know, what are our goals going to be for 2010? What are they going to be for 2011? Fast forward. Right. What would you like to see the state of dentistry as it relates to minorities in 2020?
Well, you know, I think that by providing comprehensive care and a sustainable solution to access is that you're going to have to recruit minorities who will go back to these communities.
Right.
Now, right now, there are a lot of initiatives and there are a lot of models that have been put forth as far as mid-level providers.
Right.
And our concern about that is that the
Let me explain what that is. Mid-level providers would be, say, deputizing dental assistants to place fillings. It would be like deputizing hygienists to be able to do exams. Is that what you mean when you say mid-level providers?
No, not quite. You have expanded roles for dental assistants and hygienists to be able to perform more of the restorative functions and more preventive functions.
Right.
And that's to be able to free the dentist up to handle other situations and be able to expand the numbers of people
that they
he would be able to see.
Okay.
But we're talking about mid-level providers like dental health therapists. And this is a model that started in New Zealand, and it's actually in Canada, and also there were some initiatives. It still are
something
in
completely
Alaska.
New. Something completely
well,
new.
Well, no, actually, dental health aid therapists, the dental nurse. That concept started in New Zealand in 1921.
Okay, but what about this country?
Do we have them
in this country yet?
We do in Alaska.
Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, there was. A move to provide services for the Inuit and native populations in Alaska.
Okay.
And so, and it was approved so that there would be dental health therapists in remote areas that dentists would not normally live in, or communities that may have no more than 300 residents.
Okay. Now, once you have a dental health therapist, are they restricted to these remote areas, or can they do this for a year and say, you know what, I kind of like this, I'm going to go set up in a big city?
Well, they're supposed to operate under the general supervision of a dentist.
Okay.
And so it's 2 years after high school.
Okay.
Now, the problem that we have, and our concern, and as a matter of fact, the AGD has addressed this as well as the American
AGD is the Academy of General Dentistry.
Is that if you are, populate a place, dental health therapists in underserved populations, you're providing minimal care for a population that has complex issues.
They need more care, not
they
less.
They need more care, not less.
So you as an association don't really like that idea.
Well, actually, I think it's a disincentive for a licensed dentist to go into an underserved area.
Right.
If there's a mid-level provider who's providing cheaper care there and actually taking part of your preventive procedures and minor restorative procedures are a great part of your practice.
Right.
And that may be the margin of profitability that makes it possible for you to even be able to sustain yourself in a community.
So you want your voice to be heard.
You want
the feds, as it were, to back away from that program and put more energy and maybe money into getting minority groups represented as dentists and let the free market system work.
Well, we think that, you know, working within the existing framework of health delivery is the best approach to it.
Right.
And we think that actually by incentivizing dentists to locate in underserved communities instead of providing disincentives,
where
they need to have their concerns about their debts from school, loan forgiveness, tax credits. And the current administration has proposed what they call a Sustainable Communities Grant Initiative that they're hoping to be able to have funded in 2011.
Is this part of this healthcare overhaul?
It's part of the healthcare overhaul.
So if it doesn't pass, that's temporarily a dead issue?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, it'll probably be incorporated because you, regardless of whether...
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense regardless of whether they overhaul healthcare.
Because it's going to be a continuing issue in underserved populations.
Now, I'm going to ask you to hold for a second because we have to go to a commercial. But when we come back, there are many more questions I have,
okay?
So hang on just a second. Right. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. Hang in with us because we have more interesting questions from Dr. Owens or to Dr. Owens. And we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. We've been listening to an interview I did with Dr. Walter Owens, and he is the president of, our caller is on the line with her guest, and her name is Kelly. Kelly, thank you for calling in this morning with your guest. What was your guess?
It was National Dental Association.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in. And Kelly, because you have the correct answer, you will receive a free mixed floral arrangement, seasonal floral arrangement from Vice Timber Florist, and they're going to deliver that to where you work on Tuesday afternoon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a great day.
And you have a peaceful week.
You too. Thank you again. Bye-bye now. So, we have our winner, and Kelly's going to receive those flowers, and do thank you for calling in. And remember, it is a live show, so if you just have a simple question about teeth, I happen to know about teeth, and the number here is 459-9769. So let's go ahead and let's put it this way. And we're going to finish the interview with Dr. Owen, but later on in the show, we're going to find out why was Dr. Owen featured on a full-color photo in the ADA News, okay? He's got his big picture here in the ADA News that came out for the July issue, came out July 12th, and we'll find out why he has his picture there when we come back. But let's go ahead and listen to the rest of this interview, and then we'll move on. So here we go with Dr. Owens. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. Thanks for sticking with us. Right before the break, I was talking to Dr. Owens, and he was telling me about how the National Dental Association, who represents minority interests, would like to see the government, and I guess there's already a proposal on the table, mm-hmm. to incentivize folks from the minority community to become dentists and to locate in kind of remote areas that maybe would be underserved, mm-hmm. and help them do so by maybe forgiving their school debt or helping them with startup costs.
Yes.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so that leads me to another conversation, which is, have you noticed that in all of these healthcare talks, everything that we're hearing about overhauling healthcare is, I haven't heard the word dental. I haven't heard anyone mention what they're going to be doing for dentistry. Have you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Tell me.
There are many proposals, as a matter of fact, that have to do with dentistry. One is streamlining Medicaid processes, administrative processes, to increase the number of dentists who will participate in Medicaid programs.
And the reason they don't have enough now is because they don't reimburse enough to actually pay the bills, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at lower fees anyway, and more challenges serving populations that have a lot of health challenges.
Right.
And then if you don't properly compensate them with appropriate fees, then it's going to be a disincentive to address the needs of that particular population.
Yeah, if it costs $100 to provide a procedure and you get paid $60,
right,
you can only do a couple of those, and then you have to say, hey, you know, charity only goes so far.
That's right.
Now, and you can answer this as an individual or as the president of the mm-hmm. National Dental Association, whichever you choose, and let me know which. Why is it that you think dental insurance companies haven't raised the yearly maximum appreciably in 50 years? And when I say that, mm-hmm. 1960, the yearly maximum was $1,000.
Yes.
Now some folks have 1,500, which you might say, well, hey, that's 1.5 times. That's mm-hmm. a big growth. But if you do the math, and I have, the yearly maximum today, or actually at the end of 2008, mm-hmm. should be $15,750. Did you know that?
Yes.
You did know that?
Yeah.
Are you guys doing anything mm-hmm. about it?
Well, you know, we're talking to benefits managers and dental insurance companies about raising the rate, but it's not just a matter for them to decide. The employers who fund these programs and who actually have bring the services of an insurance company in, they have to make a decision as to what they're going to put aside uh-huh. and designate for dental care.
Right.
So I think what we have to do is educate the whole country
okay.
as to the importance
of dental care in general.
Right. And
okay.
that by having appropriate dental care, that we actually might be able to raise the medical expenditures.
Well, lower the medical.
Lower yeah. the medical expenditures.
Lower. Okay, we got
right.
it.
That is the move.
That was
of the
a faux pas.
Right.
That was a faux pas.
Right.
No, no, really. People are healthier
yes.
because they. Okay,
yeah,
I get
absolutely.
It. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So I really appreciate you being on the
Thank
show
you
with
for
me.
Having me.
And again, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko and Dr. Owens. When we go off the air, I want to get some information on how I can contact you later, okay? Okay, thanks so much.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by 4 very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me this morning. I thought that was an interesting interview with Dr. Owen, and I promised I'd tell you what he did to get his face full color photo on the front of the ADA News July 12th edition. And it was that he made history. he made history in the sense that there was a meeting of the diverse dental groups where they all reached out to each other. It was a historic gathering of the National Dental Association, Hispanic Dental Association, Society of American Indian Dentists, and the American Dental Association. It took place June 11th and 12th. And it was the first national summit on diversity in dentistry. And as you heard in the interview, Dr. Owens had a lot to do with making that happen. So I want to thank Dr. Owens for spending time with me. I think he might be listening this morning. I know that we were in communication at least. We'll see if he was able to get up and listen. But if he hadn't set his alarm and didn't listen this morning, he can go to columbustoday.com at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. every weekday and hear replays of the show. So you can do the same, by the way. And if you have a friend or family member that wasn't able to tune in this morning and you think they'd like to hear the show, have them do that as well. You can also hear podcasts of this show by going to iTunes. And when you go to iTunes, you search in the health department or the health category under Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Changing gears a little bit, anybody that has listened to the show at all, you know that we had a golf outing yesterday, the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic for the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association. It was a great event. I want to thank everybody that helped, thank my staff who did a lot in the background, especially Kelly did a lot of work for me, and all of the Down Syndrome volunteers and all that. While I was there, though, I was able to interview a couple folks who happened to have Down Syndrome, and while we were, and they had a bake sale. So let's listen into that interview, and then we'll talk a little more after. Well, we're at the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. In fact, it just wound up. We had a good time. Everybody enjoyed themselves, some prizes, some food, and we raised a lot of money for Down Syndrome. And some of the people that were here raising money, there are two people I'm with right now. What's your name?
I'm Kyle.
Kyle, and what's your name?
And Allison.
And Allison. Okay, Kyle and Allison, you guys did a bake sale, right?
Yes.
Did you bake the stuff yourself?
Yes, we did.
Cool. What'd you make, Allison?
Brownies and cookies.
Brownies and cookies. Okay, great. So what we wanted to do was raise money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, and how do they help you guys? What kind of events or what kind of functions do they hold for you guys?
Events.
Yeah, like do you go golfing? Do you go bowling? What kind of things do you get together for, picnics or what?
Just golfing.
Golfing?
Just golfing.
Okay, just golfing?
Yeah.
You like to golf?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to tell me how much you made, but I hope you made a lot of money. Did everything go pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay, and Allison, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks so much for coming, and maybe we'll see you out here next year when we do the 5th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so they just make me smile. I don't know if it's radio, I realize you, but I'm here smiling. Now, I want to thank Channel 10 for coming out to the Bent Tree Golf Course and covering it a little bit yesterday. The event took place both there and Royal American Links. We were at Royal American Links. We did have a good time. Beautiful day. Sprinkled just a little bit on the last couple holes. We had a boat that was up for the grabs. Nobody won that. We had a car up for grabs. Both of those donated. Well, I'm sorry. The boat was by Buckeye Marine. And the other, the car was by Lindsay Honda, or Lindsay Acura. It was a Honda Civic, I believe. But didn't win it, so I guess it's safe. But it was still a lot of fun, and we want to thank all of those folks for their help. The Down Syndrome people, all the people at the office, Laura Berger did a lot of work, and the people that donated, people like the Blue Jackets and Coach Tressel and Coach Thad Mata and Tony White and, oh, gee, Cambria Suites, Texas Roadhouse, BASF, and the list just goes on and on. My accountants, and Fabrizio and Schultz, and then Palmer Miller. Those are my insurance agents and my attorneys, McFadden, Winter, and Savage, and even my financial advisor, William Clark, CLU. So thank you so much to everyone for making this a wonderful success. And please stay tuned for the 5th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic to raise money for the Down Syndrome. Again, thanks for tuning in. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 7, where we're going to have an interview with Dr. Brian Karopian. And he is the inventor of the full breath appliance. So be sure to tune in for that. It talks about how to treat people that have sleep apnea, okay, with a dental device. So, all right, go out and have a great day. Go out and have a great week. And we'll see you back here at 7 next Sunday. Goodbye.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.